He looked down into the face of a large black mud-caked dog whose tail began to beat wildly against his pant leg. "Get away! Be gone!" he commanded sharply, at which the dog leaped up and gave his chin a bath. He tried to fend the animal off with his elbow while inserting the key in the office door. If he were a cussing man, he reasoned, this would offer a premier opportunity to indulge himself. "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth," he quoted in a loud voice from Ephesians, "but that which is good to the use of edifying." Suddenly, the dog sat down and looked at his prey with fond admiration. "Well now," he said irritably, wiping the notebook on his sleeve, "I hope you've got that nonsense out of your system." At this, the dog leaped up, stood on its hind legs, and put its vast paws on the rector's shoulders. "Father Tim! Father Tim!" It was his part-time secretary, Emma Garrett. Whop! Emma laid a blow to the dog's head with her pocketbook. Then blam! She hit him again on the rear flank. "And don't come back!" she shouted as the yelping dog fled. In the office, he went directly to the minuscule bathroom and washed his face and hands. Emma called through the door. "I'll have your coffee ready in a jiffy." "Blast, make it a double," he replied, combing the hairs that remained on the top of his head. He sighed with a mixture of delight and despair. He had hoped this might be an ordinary morning.